Today's sustaining member question is about baby names. Hello, Lizzie and Dan. I love the show, and I've been a longtime listener. That goes back to the DPD days.
Woo!
I'm a first-time mom, expecting to have a baby girl this fall. Congratulations! My husband and I are looking for some advice on how to tell our relatives and friends that we do not want to share our baby name ideas for them to weigh in on. We are getting questions like, what names are you considering and what names do you like? Advice from other moms has been to say, we're not sure yet, or we'll announce our baby's name when she's born. But it doesn't address the fact that I don't want to share names at all. Is this the proper etiquette? I'm feeling pressured, and I do not want to come across as rude or mean about our decision to keep this process between my husband and myself. Please let me know your thoughts on how to politely respond to their questions. Any advice is welcome. Warm regards, confused mom-to-be.
I like this question because I think a lot of moms deal with this. And it's funny, I've on the other side of it have been met with dealing with the types of sample scripts I give to people. And that's always a fun one. But I love the language of we'll announce our baby's name when she's born. And at first I was thinking, well, there's your answer. You've already answered your question in the question. But you're actually, people do this thing where they're like, oh, sure, sure. But what names are you considering? And I'm getting that our listener doesn't want to talk about it at all. And I was like, oh, wait. Yeah, no, that is a conundrum. And I would just say, you know, we've got things we're thinking of, but we're keeping mum on this. And we've decided, or a lot of folks have said to me, and I found it really works, we decided we're not going to discuss our baby names. And to say we're not going to discuss our potential baby names means we're not even going to tell you what we're thinking about. And I really think that that is something that it's a disappointment when you're told that. And it's something that we are all learning to be understanding about, because as my mom's friend Michelle put it years and years ago to me, she said, well, it's really hard when you like a name and then people offer up all the reasons why they would never choose that name. And it's personal to them. It's not personal to you. But now their story is stuck in your head and it's so deflating. And you and I even went through this with Anisha's name, and you guys had picked names and we were all loving all the names and there were nicknames that we were calling the baby and everything. And then at the birth, the name was changed, and I had to grieve the old names that we were excited about. Dan's like cracking up on the other side of the mic here. But it's funny how much it does become a thing. It's not just an innocent topic, and it does have emotion attached to it. So I vote, confused mom to be, that you say, oh, we're not discussing names, but we're going to be really excited to tell everyone when she's here.
Names are important.
They are.
Names matter.
They do.
How we think of ourselves, what we call ourselves, what we call others. This is fundamental etiquette. This is about identity and relationship. And the stewarding and shepherding of naming is one of the first responsibilities that parents have.
Yep.
And it's a big deal. It's natural to want to have these discussions and conversations. I think acknowledging that in your mind, I'm laughing so much because you're reminding me of
what it was like.
Yeah. And this is a way that people share excitement and interest, show enthusiasm.
Prepare for this baby that's coming.
Show that they want to participate and be involved. So having some preparation as a soon-to-be parent or as a parent in the making.
Boundary setting.
it's smart. It's good etiquette. And I do hear this desire not to get into it. It is also a very personal choice. You were reminding me of some of the reasons people don't like a name, or they tell you about something that really sours you on something that you like or care about or are leaning towards. Family names are really important. You know, all of your grandfathers were named X, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It can start to build pressure. It can start to feel uncomfortable, however harmless or easy it feels to the person trying to introduce the topic. So I also want to validate your decision or your choice not to engage in this discussion if you don't want to.
Yeah.
In terms of the etiquette of avoiding it, you're doing the good work to begin with. You're having your quick answers, your quick sample scripts. Well, we're not sure yet. We'll announce the baby's name later. You can always use the language from your question. My husband and I have decided not to really talk about this. We're going to keep this a really close family decision. You can, if you've got to get into that slightly longer answer, tell people exactly what you've told us. It sounds very reasonable to me.
Absolutely.
I would also be prepared to then introduce another conversation or something else that you are comfortable talking about that will let people engage in that enthusiasm and that desire to participate and be involved and show their interest in everything that you're going through. But we're planning the nursery, whatever it is.
Yeah, no, the nursery is a really good one to go to.
Final thought?
Yeah.
You could have a belly name. Some people have a different name for in the womb baby.
We had a business colleague who did that, and they had one name for the in the womb baby and one name once the baby was born. I still call the baby by the in the womb name.
Okay, so that's a bit of a cautionary tale.
Just so you know.
There are other ways you could play with this and try to make it less of a fraught discussion and more of a fun discussion.
Yeah.
Confused mom-to-be, thank you so much for sharing. We hope this helps you feel a little less confused, and in some ways, thank you for letting us participate in the larger naming discussion.